Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We hope you're enjoying the show so far. This is hour number three of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can call, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. The telephone number you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Now, we just got done talking about this article from Blaze Media where a mother of five was fired from her job at a cannabis dispensary because she didn't want to take the COVID vaccine.
Arkansas has, like, medical marijuana.
Yes.
And Texas doesn't. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, New Hampshire doesn't, so, or does it? No, they have medical, they just don't have recreational.
It's been decriminalized, but there's still a fine.
Right, but I can't go down to the corner weed store and, you know, find the things that I like.
Right.
You know, which I could do in Seattle. Like, there was one, like, I don't know, four blocks from my apartment. It was called? It was called the weed store. Literally, quite literally.
I mean, there is some benefit to not having, just having it decriminalized and not legalized, because you know what's going to happen if they legalize it. That means the state's going to get more of your money. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, in Washington State, when they did make recreational marijuana legal, what they did is they issued a tax. It was pretty high on all three levels of production. So there were the growers, and they were taxed at, I don't remember how high, but it was high, like something close to 50%, maybe 30%, I'm not sure. So the growers were taxed, then the distributors were taxed, and then the retailers were also taxed.
You know what would be really interesting?
And what they said is that you can't be any two of those things, right? So you could only be a retailer, you could only be a distributor, you could only be a grower, you couldn't be two or even three of those things.
Why does the production of a plant that people smoke need that many regulations? Like, tobacco doesn't get that many regulations. Oh my God.
Tobacco's probably not a great example, but tomatoes.
It is a great example. Tobacco is something people smoke and people take it like it's just a normal thing. But I mean, not that it's not regulated, but
tobacco is more regulated than tomatoes.
No, but I'm just saying, it could even just be, like, just as regulated as tobacco. I'm just saying.
Wasn't there a South Park episode where they, like, the guy figured out how to hybrid tobacco and tomatoes, and he called it tobacco?
I have no idea. I don't remember that one.
There was.
You know what would be interesting is if New Hampshire did it differently than every other state, and that they actually did the selling.
Yeah.
Like they do for alcohol.
Oh, no, that's ugly.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want that at all.
No, that would be the least interesting thing. I'm just saying it would certainly be interesting in that the federal government would then have to raid if they wanted to go after weed in
themselves.
Effectively.
Well, a government agency would have to raid another government agency.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like cutting off your own limb, basically.
It would be nice if we could find ways to sort of, you know, get government to destroy itself. Implode, if you will, or otherwise consume itself.
I wonder if any other states have state weed stores. That might be a thing.
I don't know. I know that, like, in the city of Seattle proper, all of the recreational marijuana stores look almost identical. There's one big long counter, there's some glass where you can see stuff in it, and then there's stuff behind them on shelves. And that's all the more creative they can be. They can have like a big room over yonder where like you can go and sit down, but you can't actually partake in any of the marijuana at the store itself. You can't lounge around. So you can come in, you can meet with people and stuff like that, and oftentimes like if they're promoting a new product, they'll have people come in and like shoot a commercial or something like that, put on their social media. that kind of stuff. But once you get outside of the city of Seattle, the rules change because the city itself has more strict rules than the rest of the state. And so then outside of the city limits, you get a little more creativity where people put their own flair into their stores and like kind of make it a unique experience. And I like that a lot better. What I don't think a lot of folks realize is that in places where recreational marijuana is not legal yet, the sheer quantity of products that are available where it is legal, right? Because everybody just thinks, oh, they sell marijuana. Well, okay, they do, but they also sell tinctures. They sell, they have carbonated beverages. They have juices that are infused.
And snacks.
All different kinds of edibles. They have sugar-free stuff for diabetics. They have, an amazing array. They have chocolates. They have all sorts of things that, like, you don't even know until you go into one of these stores and see it for yourself. You're like, I didn't realize that there were this many products that could be infused with marijuana. So at any rate, we've gotten off the track. Last segment, we talked about this Arkansas mother of five who was fired from her job after refusing and not receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. We have this from CBSNews.com. A Houston hospital threatens to fire workers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. Last year was great, and I am so looking forward to this year. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees, you can find the unofficial Telegram chat, and you can join the unofficial forum. You can find links to all those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there.
It's supposed to be the biggest one ever this year.
Yeah, Porkfest, which happens the week before Forkfest, is sold out. You can't go. That's what I've been told. I haven't looked into myself personally, but I believe the, 15 or so people I've heard it from. So
yeah.
If you do want to come to a freedom-oriented festival here in New Hampshire, maybe you were late on the train reserving your spot for Porkfest, or you've just heard about Forkfest and how it's decentralized, and you don't have to jump through all the hoops that you would to, do something at Porkfest, present something, please come to Forkfest and party with the captain. There's going to be a whole bunch of people there. Free Talk Live is going to be there. That's the plan. In fact, Free Talk Live plans to be at both weeks. So Porkfest and Forkfest should both be covered. That's the current plan. Things can change, of course.
Some terrorists want to raid us or something like that.
But sans any kind of event like that, we plan on being there. So we hope to see you there, too. So this is from CBS News out of Houston. Houston Methodist Hospital started with a carrot to ensure all of its 26,000 employees get vaccinated against COVID-19, but it's now using a stick. The hospital system is requiring that all of its workers get their shots by June 7th, making it the first hospital system in the U.S. to issue a vaccination mandate. Managers at the hospital faced an earlier deadline and had to get their shots by April 15th.
Wow, I wonder how many people are refusing.
That's a good question.
Hopefully a lot.
Houston Methodist, a medical center, and six community hospitals rewarded its vaccinated workers with an extra $500. Now,
that's a straight-up bribery.
It is straight-up bribery. If you have developed a vaccine that works, people would just go and get it. There's no need to bribe people with $500 to go and get it. Back in March, while also signaling that at some point the shots would no longer be voluntary for its workers. So they said, hey, if you go get it, we'll give you $500. But remember, At some point, we're going to mandate this.
Time to start looking for a new job.
Yeah. If you would throw or give yourself, like, become a guinea pig for AstraZeneca for $500, like, you deserve whatever happens.
Agreed. Good point. Well argued. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. If your job mandated it, would you get the
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, because it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me...
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These people are known as the Crypto Six. They were all arrested, taken into custody, and both Ian Freeman and the person known as Nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the entire world of cryptocurrencies, possibly for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. We were talking about a mother of five who was fired from her dispensary job in Arkansas after not receiving the COVID vaccine. And now we have a hospital in Houston who at first rewarded its vaccinated workers with an extra $500 to get the vaccine, which is just straight up bribery, in my opinion. The health system needs to do it all and can keep patients safe during the pandemic. That includes having all staff vaccinated, Dr. Mark Boom, Houston Methodist's president and CEO, told employees on Friday in an emailed message. Mandating the vaccine was not a decision we made lightly, but science has proven that the COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and very effective. Really? Where's the science?
Yeah,
I mean, they weren't proven anything. They were giving an emergency label that allowed them to bypass all of the things that tell us normally that these things are very safe and very effective, at least according to government's own standards.
Government, when they say the word science, they don't even mean what the actual word means anymore.
They just say it to get people to shut up. Oh, it's science. Oh, I see.
Oh, dang it, I can't argue against that because they said science.
The problem is science isn't a conclusion.
Science is settled.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's
science, the scientific method.
There is more testing that is needed to come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
How can we know long-term effects about a vaccine that hasn't even been out for like a year?
Right.
Okay.
Agreed. Let's go to the phones. We can talk more about this in a bit. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is it that time already?
Yeah. David?
It's time to go home. It's quitting time.
No, not yet. We still got at least another half hour and some change.
Captain's not going home. We're going to the bar after this.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, everybody funny. Now, you funny too, huh? You crack is trying to be funny? Can you drop that, menthol cigarette?
No, speaking of crackers, David, I want to tell you that I came up with the ultimate name for a brand of saltine crackers. I was actually in the grocery store. I was walking through the aisle where they have all of it. You know, they had the saltines on the bottom. They had, like, the Triscuits and, you know, the, what is it, chicken and a biscuit, all the different crackers and stuff. And it popped into my head. What I want to do is I want to find a cracker manufacturer that does what they call white labeling. That is, they already do the manufacturing, and they allow me to just come in and pay them a fee to put my label on the crackers, and then I'll turn around and sell them to different grocery stores. But the name of this company, this brand of saltine crackers, is apostrophe S-U-P and then crackers.
Subcrackers.
That way when you walk into the grocery store and you walk down the cracker aisle and you see him, you go, sup, crackers?
Oh, man. I dig. Kind of what it's called. That's what I was going to say, man. You being funny earlier with the menthol cigarettes and the black market. What's up with that? You think you're being funny?
I don't think we were.
I didn't even put that together until you mentioned it.
Oh, I just see what you're saying.
We were speculating that if the menthol cigarettes are outlawed, then the gray market and the black market, of course, would be where you would have to go to get those cigarettes. But David, with his double entendre, has turned it into a humorous quip.
Well, you honk is a little bit slow. I just don't see how, I don't know, if it's statistically true that black people buy the most menthol cigarettes, it's just not really an insult or anything. They just have better taste. Who wants to smoke like Marlboro Reds? It's disgusting.
I preferred Camel Lights myself. I thought the menthol portion of the cigarette was a bit disgusting myself. I don't like minty cigarettes.
Yeah. Mints are great.
It's true. I knew that like, like 30 years ago that was true because I had a girlfriend that was a checkout clerk at the corner grocery store, and she told me that way back then that was a thing.
Okay. Any other thoughts today, David?
Yeah, that's actually not what I was calling about. I was calling about you're talking about lawsuits. There's a dude, a corrections officer, in the Doña Ana County Corrections System, county jail, whatever, and he was ordered to get a vaccine or lose his job, and he has filed a lawsuit, and it's in the works right now, and his name is Isaac Legarreta, L-E-G-A-R-R-E-T-T-A or E-T-A.
What state is this in?
New Mexico. Mexico.
Okay, got it.
And, so if you do those search terms, you can look it up, and you can read that the news has gone worldwide. And I don't believe that there's any new news on it. It's winding its way through the justice system and like that. But there's a few articles on it. But yeah, he sued. They told him to get injected with unknown fluids, or you are fired.
I really am disturbed at this trend because I still feel like an employer should not be able to mandate your medical treatments for anything.
Right.
This is a clear violation. When did employers become your doctor? When did government become your doctor? You're supposed to have a personal relationship with your physician, and between you and he or she or it, they may decide that you need to get something or not get something. But it is supposed to be a personal decision. It is supposed to be a private decision. Governments should have no say. And in my opinion, employers should have zero say in your health choices.
And the same thing is true with the masks. Like wearing a mask is a medical, intervention into your medical health, or into your health, is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, and thanks for the call, David.
It's probably not for everyone. It's definitely not for me. I get strep throat all the time.
Oh, yeah, strep throat sucks.
And I noticed I was getting in the summer last year with the mask crap, and that never happens. It's gross.
The most sick I've ever been was when I had bronchitis and strep throat simultaneously. Yeah. I thought I was going to die that time. That's the number one sickness that the captain's ever had. More free talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 response team coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News. At least 5 Americans are among the dead in the Israeli stampede at a religious event. The U.S. Embassy is helping to name the Americans who were among the dozens that were killed and injured. One victim is identified as 19-year-old Daniel Morris of Beaconsfield, New Jersey. Panic spread among a crowd celebrating a popular religious festival. Some people were trampled as they tried to escape out of a narrow exit. President Biden said in a statement, the U.S. will offer assistance, and he says he sends profound condolences. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. The health ministry in India reports nearly 3,500 deaths over the past 24 hours. Restrictions are also in place on travel from China, Iran, much of Europe, Brazil, and South Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in and listening, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It's the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the radio, talk about whatever is on your mind. We've got a call holding in. We'll get to the call in just a moment. But first, I want to say thank you to Ashredo, A-S-H-R-E-D-D-O, Ashredo. Ashredo is a silver-level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. That means that Ashredo gives $5 a month to help get this radio program on more radio stations throughout the country. We're currently on close to 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations, even more. It's all up to you. Go visit amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can give more than $5 a month if you're feeling generous. And if you do, there's some little perks and some things that you get. But this money goes directly to getting the show onto more radio stations. It doesn't go anywhere else. It doesn't go into my beer budget. It doesn't go into Bonnie's, you know, hair dye. It doesn't go into Chris's business at thinkpenguin.com. Nope. You know, it goes to help get this radio station on, or this radio show on, more radio stations. So thank you to Ashredo for being a silver-level amplifier. Please consider visiting amp.freetalklive.com and becoming an amplifier yourself. Let's go to the phones. We have Rob calling from New Hampshire. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, first of all, I've been listening to you guys for about the last 9 months straight. And,
wow, thanks.
You are some pretty sensible, smart guys. And I love the New Hampshire thing, living free or die. And
indeed.
That's kind of what made me move up into the area. I just wanted to comment on the whole the vaccine thing. I mean, this is all just getting so crazy. I mean, I'm up here trying to live and go to work through the day labor and, you know, kinds of places just so I can be up into the mountains. And we got to wear a mask. You can't go to work if you don't have a mask.
It's crazy.
Go back to your other point about when we got to get our government to the point where they're just going to destroy themselves. I mean, I think we're just about there, man.
At least financially, the math can't go on forever. Mathematicians have done calculations to see just how long it is until hyperinflation kicks in as the Federal Reserve continues to print more billions and trillions of dollars. There's another like $4 trillion program that Biden's going to have the Federal Reserve print to launch coming up.
I heard.
Wait, how long did this thing have? Oh, sorry.
That's not was really my point about the money thing. It's about the people just being angry. I mean, the world that we're looking at now, I mean, just even the TV shows we're looking, it's nothing but drama and throwing drinks in faces and, you know, and it's just, it's insane. And, you know, I'm just trying to live out here and be left alone and yeah. I can't even go to work without wearing a mask and not being able to breathe. And, I'm nobody special. I'm going out there laboring. I mean, how am I supposed to do that, but I got to wear a mask to do it?
It kind of is like part of what you said, TV shows where there's always a antagonist that's bad, and you feel so justified in like hating them and hoping they die, like, oh, this bad guy, hopefully the good guy kills him, and then you get to watch him kill him, and it's so satisfying. I think that is part of how they've trained like the American public to just attack anything that they think is like the bad guy, like, oh, people who are not wearing masks, they're going to kill grandma and they're bad guy, I'm justified. And like, that's really sick, and that's just totally, you know, brainwashing from television.
Well, and I want to tell
you, that's just what's crazy. That's not even me. And I'm trying to live in that kind of world.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else to you, Rev. You said, I'm nobody special. Well, in my opinion, you are, because you at least recognize the value of freedom and how it applies to yourself. So we thank you for that, and thank you for the call tonight as well. We appreciate you as a caller. The world has gone crazy. I can't say any other words to describe it since a year ago, a little more than a year now. The world decided, oh, we're going to turn everything upside down.
Yeah.
The government went crazy with overreach of authority, with its written mandates. Like, I already had a problem with, like, presidential mandates, right? These written mandates that they hand down. But when did governors start doing it? All of a sudden, all the governors are doing it.
Yeah.
Right? And it's monkey see, monkey do. Oh, well, that governor can do it. Well, I'm a governor. I can do it, too. And so it's insane.
When Governor Abbott of Texas, like, closed the bars, I was like, this is seriously apocalypse. I can't go to gay bars and sing karaoke for no reason. This is crazy. Yeah, but seriously, the last, like, year has been so crazy. I think that I've made, like, I was thinking about this the other day. I've made, like, 4, like, life-changing decisions in, like, less than 1 year that have been, like, oh, my God, that's the craziest decision I've ever made. And then, like, a few months later, wow, I can't believe I did that. Like, and that just goes to show you how crazy this year is. I can't keep living my life in a normal way as far as 2019 is concerned, because I don't care about that kind of stuff anymore. Like, I don't care about, you know, even if Lady Gaga went on tour right now, I really wouldn't. It's not like I wouldn't care at all, but I would never go wear a mask to go to her show. You know, like, my life is just so different than it was from 2019, and my priorities are so different.
Yeah, it was weird, especially having moved here to New Hampshire prior to, I'm going to refer to it as the government COVID madness, because life was a certain way, you know, and I sort of got used to things being that certain way. And then all of a sudden, I have to make all of these serious, and you know, I wouldn't, yeah, I guess life-changing, sure, yeah, in many ways. All of these decisions about how I'm going to go about getting the things I need to continue to survive, you know, how I'm going to go about managing, you know, my personal affairs, my business, you know, business stuff that you do in your personal life, all that kind of thing. And it was a, it still is a difficult time because, like, I remember before. I remember the before times. I remember before this sort of post-apocalypse, you know, dystopian reality was thwarted upon us by organizations known as governments who just want to tell you what to do and how to do it.
I was thinking about kind of the same thing recently, too. Like, I don't ever want to hear from somebody who is 18 or younger right now about their opinions on the shutdowns, because seriously, you don't know what life was like pre the COVID. Like, okay, you were a 17-year-old. You weren't out there paying bills and going to bars and stuff. Like, I don't ever want to hear. And in a few years, we're going to start hearing their opinions on this crap. I'm going to be like, I mean, if the government is still doing this stuff, probably will be, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, STFU, I don't want to even hear your opinion. Like, you never went out.
Well, let's carry that a little bit further. Let's go to the five-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Who, let's say they're five now. Well, they were four last year this time, right? And now they have to wear a mask. And this is normal to them now because they're being brought up. Like most kids, you know, their memories start solidifying and their ability to communicate around four. That's been my experience anyway. So, like, here now are these children who are getting to be like 5 and 6 years old now who are like, oh, well, we've always had to wear masks, so I don't see what the big deal is. And, oh, yeah, it's the pandemic. And, you know, they have these explanations that are partially given to them by adults because adults do a horrible job at explaining these things to children in a way that they understand, much less can regurgitate it to you in any, you know, real meaningful way. And so what is going to happen to those kids in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? How is society going to develop? This is the future we're talking about, right? They're, you know, 15 to 18 years away from making an impact in the world. What's going to happen? What's it going to look like?
You,
I don't know.
You have one more segment to call in and ask me for relationship advice. I will get you a boyfriend or girlfriend in a week.
603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segments of the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. You won't be able to get in now, but for the future, if you want to call in, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Okay, you guys have, like, short names. if I need with this, like... however many words, like 8-word title or whatever. I try not to say it at every segment because it's ridiculous, but I still enjoy.
That would be ridiculous.
I still enjoy the fact that I've compiled this many titles. It's pretty sweet.
I'm trying to think if I even have any. Uber delivery driver, Bonnie.
It reminds me of I used to play in a band where everybody had pseudonyms. I, of course, was Captain Kick. In fact, that's kind of where Captain Kick-Ass sort of got its real legs, was using pseudonyms in, you know, to play music. But the drummer that we had, his pseudonym was Eugenius the Human Pump Handle Slamming Machine Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
If you will, was his last name?
If you will, yeah. That was part of his name, yeah.
If you will.
If you will. So, it was hilarious. At any rate, we've been talking about this article from Houston, where apparently a hospital, the Houston Methodist Hospital, is requiring that all of its workers get the vaccine. Requiring, or they could be fired. Mandating the vaccine was not a decision we made lightly, but science has proven that the COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and very effective. Like, no, it hasn't, bro. Like, here's a person who is this guy? He's the CEO of the Houston Methodist Hospital, who's saying science has proven that the COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and very effective.
Oh,
no, it hasn't. Whoever's taking these vaccines, you're all guinea pigs. I'm sorry, but that is the effective truth.
They've only been going on for, like, I don't know, less than 12 months. And if at least one person has had their skin burn off because of them, then I don't want to test those odds.
There's been people who have had all sorts of different reactions. They still don't know how it affects pregnant women. There's a whole bunch of things they don't know. It has not been proven. Science has not proven that COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and very effective. I'm sorry, I disagree with you. Mr. Mark Boom, Dr. Mark Boom, CEO of the Methodist Hospital in Houston. He goes on to say, like I say to everyone who asks, whether the reporters, the public, patients, or employees, it is our sacred obligation to do everything possible to keep our patients safe. By choosing to be vaccinated, you are leaders, showing our colleagues in healthcare what must be done to protect our patients, ourselves, our families, and our communities. Other hospitals will soon follow suit, with plans already in the works for two other medical centers in Texas, Memorial Hermann and Baylor College of Medicine, the physician noted. I have spoken to countless hospital leaders across the country who plan to mandate COVID vaccinations very soon, he added, which was shared with CBS. We're getting to the last mile of people who are more reluctant, Boom told a town hall-style meeting earlier this month. Trust the vaccines. They are safe. They are effective. They are the answer to this pandemic, he said.
Why would you just trust any medicine? I would never just ever take a medicine that was just, I mean, before 2020, nobody would think of just taking a medicine. They got rushed out, had, you know, the FDA bent its own rules to let it go through.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't even know if you actually need it or if the sickness that you could possibly get without it is going to be better or worse than the effects of the medicine, and just say, trust it. Just trust this new pill.
There's still a greater than 99% chance that if you get COVID, you're going to recover.
You know, my big issue with this is that they've been lying to us from the very beginning of COVID. It's like they were telling us originally that masks don't work and not to wear masks and it might actually make you, you know, less safe. And then they flip-flopped on that.
Yep.
And then
Fauci has flip-flopped a number of times.
It's like, how do you, when they first said that, I was thinking in the back of my head, I understand the real reason, like, that he's shouting that propaganda, but what do you think is going to happen when people recognize and remember that? They're going to realize that they were lied to, and then they're not going to listen to you.
I don't think people are going to realize it. Like, I really don't think people are ever going to realize it. For 40 years before COVID came out, there was, like, extensive research showing that masks didn't stop the spread of viral diseases, and now all of a sudden the government just flipped it, just decided they're going to change the scientific...
Yeah, the general public still doesn't accept all sorts of things, like the Gulf of Tonkin was a staged thing that was designed to get us into the Vietnam War.
There's been a bunch of, that wasn't the first time they did that. There was a bunch of other times that they did that.
But what I'm saying, to Bonnie's point, the government has acknowledged that they lied to us. Yes.
Yeah.
And, but yet people are like, well, you know, we had the Vietnam War and blah, blah, blah. And they never mention that the government, like, hornswoggled us into that, even by their own admission. So people do not realize things in the future after they've happened to them.
Everybody, but it is a percentage of the population, I think.
It's a majority, I think, that just don't realize the government is lying to us about most things.
I think a lot of times they'll excuse it, too. Like, well, yeah, but, you know, they did it for the right reasons. It's like,
yeah, that's true.
Dude, I mean, come on. Do you really want to be treated like a little child and, you know, be like, I want to be told the truth. I don't want to be lied to. And if you lie to me, I'm not going to trust you anymore. And that's what you should be. You shouldn't be trusting what the government says. You know, you should think about what the government says and then decide for yourself whether or not it is or is not true.
The government will come out and tell you that it's done things like the Gulf of Tonkin or whatever, where people, you know, will actually die. But it's actually just a stage thing. But people actually die. And then people still, I just saw a meme today of a guy, and it said, like, what have you done for your country? In a question mark. And then he was showing all his medals he got being in wars. Like, he's an army guy. Like, I was just like, what have you actually done for anyone? You went and fought for the petrodollar. Good for you. Like,
oh, you did politicians' bidding? Congratulations.
I feel bad for soldiers. My dad was in the military for 26 years, just an enlisted medic, and I love my dad. I feel more bad for him that he went over to Iraq for 2 years of his life and was abused, literally abused, you know, lied to you about why he's going over there, but put through horrible things that, like, freak him out still to this day.
Yep.
And that's how I feel about all soldiers. Like, I just think that they really, most of them really believe that they're doing something good and they're being abused by the government. So it's not like I'm just talking crap, but God, people don't pay attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just not going to be able to get people to understand that, unfortunately.
People still sign up voluntarily.
If you're listening to us and you're on board with the ideas of freedom, the philosophy, if you subscribe to the non-aggression principle as a good start, as a sort of way to manage your life, if you think that freedom is important and you want to be around other freedom-oriented people to see if we can actually achieve freedom in our lifetime, I ask you to consider moving to New Hampshire and joining the larger freedom movement. There's many different things going on here that are related to freedom. There's many different movements. There's talk of possible organization to maybe even secede. There's at least, what's the number, Chris, of the libertarians that hold seats here?
So it's 30. It went from 20 to 30, I believe it was the number. But there's actually more libertarians that hold seats than that. There's something like 80 libertarians that hold seats. But of the people who moved from out of state, so people who participated, and actually, it's not just people who moved from out of state. It's actually people who explicitly signed up for the Free State Project. So there's actually others who moved for the larger migration movement.
That didn't sign up.
Yeah, we're way closer, I think, to having libertarians actually having control over the state than I think a lot of people realize. And this is one of the reasons why the Republicans and the Democrats are so scared here.
And they should be.
Yeah, they should be.
They absolutely should be.
Well, not scared for their lives or anything.
No, they should be scared that they're going to lose their power. The time is coming for them to lose that power.
Yeah.
And I don't see any way that they're going to be able to retain it long term.
And the thing to remember is we don't, if you start looking at numbers, we actually only need about a third in order to control basically the House.
Mm-hmm.
We're very close to that. We might have 80 and we need 130 maybe.
Yeah.
But if you look at the increase over the last couple of years, it's increasing really, really fast. So it's not going to be, I was thinking, it might be 20 or 30 years before we have control, but it's probably way less than that.
Maybe 10?
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah.
I know, and there's a whole host of other freedom-oriented things that are going on out here. If you just want to live free and have the government leave you alone, why, this is an ideal place for that as well.
And absolutely. If you move out here, I will personally help you get a girlfriend.
We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. Find more at freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.